No word on scratches off a back-to-back, but one would imagine maybe some Mitchell Robinson restrictions. And also, it's the first of a back-to-back for the Rangers and the Islanders tonight at the Big Outlet at 7 p.m. as the Islanders will look to continue to make the Rangers' 100th season look like the New York Giants' 100th season.
Oh, stop. That's hating on your own team.
Well.
That's back-to-back home and home?
Yeah.
Yeah, tonight.
Tonight's UBS. Tomorrow, they're out at Madison Square Garden. Yesterday, I had mentioned that I actually defended Mina Kimes as a reporter for ESPN for crapping on the Sam Darnold move that the Seahawks made. And my defense was, I think a lot of people probably crapped on it. I think a lot of people probably criticized it. So, in fairness, we went back into the archives. Great job by Andrew Kaplan. Great job by Dan. They both found it. Our reaction to Sam Darnold signing with Seattle so we can see how we reacted, because none of us remember.
Mm-mm.
Like I said, well, how did we react to the Sam Darnold news? And you'll hear in this short clip why none of us remember. Because upon hearing the breaking news, we decided to immediately talk about other aspects of it. Take a listen.
There are a few thoughts I have on how it impacts the local teams. The fact that the Vikings let Sam go, which I think is the wise decision, could mean one of two things. A, they believe in J.J. McCarthy, and J.J. is going to be elevated to their starting quarterback, or they're more in play for a one-year rental, such as Aaron Rodgers.
Then Tiki brought up Daniel Jones, and we moved on. So we literally never offered any opinion on it. The only opinion I did offer... Right.
I did think Daniel Jones would be the perfect fit.
We went to Minnesota.
Yeah.
We all went to what the Vikings would do. Now, I do have an L in there, obviously. Me saying the Vikings probably made the right decision moving on from him. But outside of that, and I think this almost proves the defense of Mina Kimes, we didn't think it was significant enough to even break down.
No.
We immediately pivoted to something else.
Yeah, because I couldn't even, I wasn't even thinking about Seattle being a player. It was just kind of the next landing spot for Sam Darnold. It's a gap move because they're too good of a team to be drafting high. So let's just take a gap quarterback, maybe who sees what happens, and we'll get our quarterback next year. Now they probably got a quarterback for the future.
I think so.
Because he's still young. He's still only 29 years old.
And they're in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Like, that's pretty good.
Right. The first of the quarterbacks from that draft class to be in a Super Bowl.
And the guy.
This is an.
What the hell was that? And the guys in the draft class are great. Josh Allen's a great quarterback. He hasn't been to a Super Bowl. Mm. Lamar Jackson's won multiple MVPs. Hasn't been to a Super Bowl.
Right.
So, yeah, I think Seattle is set. But in fairness, we had no opinions on Sam Darnold going to Seattle. No. We quickly moved on. Now, one last thing before we get to your phone calls. I was listening to one of my favorite shows here at WFAN. It is called The Warm-Up Show.
Mm-hmm.
It features Jerry Recco.
You couldn't remember for a second.
I have a mental block. I love Al and Jerry, but I have a mental block. And now I listen to them live because I wake up incredibly early.
Right.
And I'm in my car before their show is ever over. And so I listen to Al and Jerry. And Jerry talked about you and how he wanted to talk to you about something and then realized he shouldn't talk to you about it.
Why?
And so I realized...
Easiest person in the world to talk to.
If Jerry doesn't want to talk to Tiki, why don't I just play the clip of Jerry talking to Tiki?
Right.
So here's Jerry Recco talking about an opening. The opening for a broadcaster for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Buccaneers' job is open.
Oh, yeah. Gene Deckerhoff, Buccaneers Radio.
I asked Boomer if he knew anybody.
We move right to left.
And it's funny, I did not text Tiki about it. Mm. His brother's in the Ring of Honor there and everything.
Yes.
And I hear Tiki the other day on the radio, God, everybody I've done games with has contacted me for my brother's contact. Can he get me an interview? I'm like, oh, I'm glad I didn't bother him. I tried to bother Boomer. He thought I meant the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh.
But no, I meant confused. The Tampa Bay Bucks.
Yeah, I wonder who will do those games.
So
that's great.
He didn't want to bother you, but at least you should know that he'd like to bother you.
Yes.
And Jerry's a great broadcaster, so anything you could do.
Yeah, of course. I'll reach out to this guy. I just ask him. Jeff Ryan is his name.
Oh, my God.
With the
Jerry,
Buccaneers.
Jerry, we're getting it done. What happens if he gets the job, though? He could still do the mornings running.
Yeah, he can. But that's like Rondé described it this way.
Uh-oh. Jerry, hopefully you're listening.
The Bucs aren't looking for a short-time hire. They're looking for someone that wants a job for the next 20 to 30 years.
But does that mean that person has to live down there?
No.
Okay. No. So he could still do his day job here with Boomer and Geo.
Yeah, Gene Deckerhoff was a grinder.
Yeah,
he called Florida State and the Buccaneers for 30-plus years.
Yeah.
So they're not looking for a short-term hire. They want the long-term hire.
I think Jerry's...
Reck is good, by the way.
He's great. You've worked with him.
Yeah, no. He's really good at it.
Dude, I think he may get the job now. If you're really going to make this phone call, you've worked with him, you tiki freaking barber. I'm so glad Jerry brought it up on the air because otherwise right. you would have never done anything. Look, he's doing it now. All right. So keep that in mind. Put that one in your pipe and smoke it, and we'll see what happens. Let's get your phone calls. 888-808-1019. Mark is in Oceanside. Hey, Mark.
How are you guys today?
That's good.
I think all of us are looking at the Jets the wrong way. Really, they're nothing more than a traveling clown show. They're like the Washington Generals. They have the worst owner in football, if not all of sports. They have the worst head coach in football, if not all of sports. The quarterback room is laughable. They're terrible at drafting. They have not one really good defensive player on the whole squad. It's a joke. If a team tried to be bad as them, it would be quite an effort. I don't know if they would have beaten Indiana, the Indiana team this year.
Yeah, but you know what the problem is, Mark? They weren't bad enough. Like, you talk about them being a circus, can't argue it, the owner, the leadership, the coach, all that's fine. If they were just one game better, they'd be picking their franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
So sometimes...
And they would be better off.
Yeah, and we'd have a better future.
The Washington Generals, that's like the...
Harlem Globetrotters used to beat them all the time. Yeah.
Right, got it.
So now the reference to any team that loses all the time is they're the Washington Generals. Let's go to Barney in Levittown. Hey, Barney.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's
up? Long time, first time.
Appreciate
I got a question for Evan.
Yeah.
What's the difference between Beltran going in the Hall of Fame and being a cheating coach compared to Alex Rodriguez McGuire doing steroids? It's all cheating.
It is all cheating, but I do look at it very differently when you're using a drug and you're using something that alters your physical body versus pushing the lines of sign stealing, which has been going on since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
And what the Astros did...
Which, by the way, would be Spygate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I think you could bring it all together.
Just pushing the lines of stealing signs.
Which I guess leads to, if Belichick is being punished for that...
I don't think he is, actually.
I don't know.
I think it's more the new rule makes it difficult for some of these writers who have their own agendas.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not forget, every single one of these voters for Football Hall of Fame, Baseball Hall, all of them have their own personal agendas. And some of them have greater influence than others. And so they can influence other people's votes as well. So I don't think it's a punishment in any capacity to Bill Belichick. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. I think the agendas of those writers is ultimately who determines how you get into the Hall of Fame.
Was Beltran punished for a year, in your opinion? I mean, there's a lot of different voters, so every voter could be different in this regard. But was Carlos Beltran punished for being a part of the sign cheating scandal, the greatest one of our lifetime?
It doesn't feel like it. Should he have gotten in last year?
I think he's a borderline Hall of Famer, which is why I don't get nuts about it. Like,
yeah,
Belichick is
that's
clearly,
what I mean.
Yeah, it's different with Carlos. And the other thing is, and everybody's different when it comes to steroids, because I do want to answer his question more direct. All right, my opinion, this is just me. I'm one guy. If you are already a Hall of Famer, then I would still put you in, which is why, to me, Barry Bonds is a Hall of Famer.
Right.
Which is why Roger Clemens is a Hall of Famer. A-Rod's different because his entire career is under a cloud. Carlos Beltran's entire career is not under a cloud.
No.
His last year of his career is.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now.
Right. Before he became potentially a manager.
Right. So I don't think, to me, it should have anything to do with this Hall of Fame candidacy. But I did say Carlos is going to come on our show in the next few weeks. Mm-hmm. He had some travel issues. It's a question for him. Like,
right.
Hey, do you think you were punished
right.
for your involvement in the sign cheating scandal? Which he's admitted he was. It's not like a secret anymore. He's admitted it.